I was born in Constanza, Romania, and I was adopted and came to Syracuse, and I've lived in Cicero my whole life.
Tell me about your experience with OCC, because that's really what makes you so unique, kind of a, probably a different experience than a lot of students.
Yes, I came to OCC in 2009, originally out of high school when I graduated, and I was there for a semester and a half, and I ended up getting caught into with the wrong crowd, just not doing well in school anyways. I've always done very poorly in school because my mom passing away when I was so young. I don't think I really was emotionally in the right state of mind. So it made my academia suffer a lot because of that. So I dropped out and I left for 6 years, I believe. And then I came back the spring of 2016. And I started out slowly going to the campus in Liverpool for OCC. I took two classes and I continued to take another two classes. And then realizing my capabilities, I said to myself, I'm going to go full time. And then ever since I've been at OCC.
Wow. What did you major in?
Communications.
Okay. And now you are graduating and you're moving on as well when it comes to school.
Yes. And then I just got accepted into Newhouse at Syracuse University for public relations.
Tell me why you think that this time around was so much more successful.
Because I, in those 6 years, was searching for my purpose and what I wanted in life and realizing that what I wanted was right in front of me here at OCC. And I think all of the struggles that I experienced throughout those 6 years really propelled me to want to do better for myself. And I had a lot of different little experiences that definitely persuaded me to want to do better and to want more for myself.
It sounds as though you had some great instructors as well that
I
kind
sure
of led
did.
You down the right path.
Yep. One of the instructors in particular, Dr. John Trombetta, he was my public speaking professor. I kind of said to myself, I know I'm going to need to learn how to public speak. So I said, I better take a class. So I kind of had to force myself because I was very scared at first, and it ended up changing my life. It was just a completely eye-opening experience because I didn't know my capabilities, and he brought those out in me, and it changed my whole outlook on what my potential was. And so I ended up actually changing my major from interior design to communications just because of his class.
Oh, that's amazing. And I always tell kids, you know, I speak a lot at high schools and things, and I say public speaking classes are so important. I mean, whether you're going to be interviewing for a job part-time at a restaurant down the street, or you're speaking on the radio, you know, the way that you present yourself and have good eye contact,
that's right.
The more scared you are, the better it is to take these public speaking classes.
That's right. Yes.
So that's amazing you say that, because I always, you know, people say, well, what classes did you take? And yeah, I mean, you always start off somewhere and you're always scared, but
that's, right.
That's so important with no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing you're now going into the communications field. Well, Roger Marabito, you're usually behind the scenes lining up these interviews for me, but you're the perfect person to kind of talk about the OCC graduation and how Andrea came to be representing. So talk a little bit about that process.
It's great to be here today. Thank you. So we have a email that goes out to the campus saying, hey, if you know someone who you're interested in as being the student commencement speaker, let us know. So you submit names and see what happens, and then it goes to a committee and they decide who they're going to interview. And that's what Andrea went through. She was nominated, she was interviewed, and ultimately she was selected to be the commencement speaker this year.
Wow. Talk a little bit about the numbers of those that are graduating.
It's roughly, I'm going to guess, about 1,100 who are eligible to graduate. Now, if you earned your degree, say, last December, or you're earning your degree this May, or you're going to earn your degree this summer, you're eligible to participate in the commencement ceremony. So that's, you'll have that collection of students there this Saturday.
And Andrea mentioned that she started off in the campus that was in Liverpool. So talk a little bit about that as well.
Correct. That's a great place. And one of the reasons Andrea started there is she wasn't sure if she was ready to go back to campus. She was a little bit older, didn't know if she'd fit in. And the Liverpool location is a great place for anyone. If you're a high school student looking to pick up a few extra credits, if you're someone who's a little bit older like me, lacking hair, you're looking for some place to go to pick up a couple credits, maybe get back into the swing of college like Andrea did, it's wonderful for her. And it's conveniently located in the northern suburbs and easy to get to.
I know we've had discussions before about how a choice of community college is sometimes a really good option. I mean, tuition is so much more expensive than when I looked at colleges, private colleges. And so it really kind of, you know, especially if you're not really sure where you want to go and finish your four-year degree, I mean, it's a perfect choice.
It is. And I'll admit, I come to this conversation very biased, but I think unless you're someone who's getting, say, a full ride to a four-year school and you know exactly what you want to do, I think a community college is the best option. Whenever I talk to parents, I say, think about when you were 17 or 18 and what you thought you wanted to do and what you're doing today. And not very often is it the same thing. Community college is a great place to go to both establish yourself as a college student, to get used to that level of work, and to not only find out what you do want to do, but what you don't want to do. You know, and someone like Andrea, who came to our campus and took advantage of all the different opportunities, you know, she did an internship this year at SRC, which has been a great partner with OCC, and she learned a lot from that about what she wanted to do. Sometimes you learn what you want to do, what you don't want to do, or it reinforces those choices. So there's so many things you can do at a community college without going tens of thousands of dollars in debt and then realize a couple years down the road, oh my gosh, what have I done? I kind of need to start over.
And I know the last time I interviewed a couple of your students, they were both transferring to a four-year school afterward, and all of their credits transferred.
Correct. Yeah. Seamless transfers is one of the big things that we sell, especially if you're going to another SUNY school. It's very seamless there. Sometimes with private institutions, you might wind up haggling about a course or two here and there, but you're going to be bringing your credits with you and saving yourself a lot of the money in the meantime.
And I guess the dorms now have really added something for kids that want that college experience but maybe don't want to go as far away.
Yeah, our residence halls are a huge success. I believe they opened in 2006, so we've had them for a little over a decade. And one of the interesting things we've done in the last couple of years is we have added something called Living Learning Communities, where you are paired up with students within your major and you're all in a cluster. So say you're a criminal justice major, there's going to be a section of the residence halls that is just criminal justice majors. They live together, they do schoolwork together, and it forms nice little communities within the larger community.
Talk about what it means to you to represent the student body.
I don't think I have any words to really explain how it feels, but I will say that I am very humbled and very proud of being able to represent such a diverse population of people. I think that we all struggle in life, and for someone to notice how I've struggled and how I've overcome it is just, it's very rewarding. It's very unbelievable.
Now, you are obviously first generation since your parents came.
Yes.
Your mom passed away, your dad still around, and your family must be so proud of you.
I hope they are.
I'm sure they are.
Yes.
You had the open house recently, mm-hmm. and so, you know, thinking ahead, I mean, the kids are not yet graduating from high school, but next month. So now is the time to kind of think about an option, and you offer tours. I mean, if kids are thinking about moving on to college, how can they check out OCC?
Sure. Our calendar is much different than, say, a traditional four-year school where at the start of May you're deciding, I'm going to go to this school or that school. With a community college, we're open for registration right up until class starts in mid to late August. So you can go to our website at sunyocc.edu, check things out. If you want to come up for a tour, we'd love to have you up. We get so many people who have never been to our campus before who come there and go, I can't believe this is a community college. I can't believe everything that's here. We have remarkable facilities we're very proud of. We have great faculty, which Andrea was talking about, and the impact they've made in her life. We're very proud of what we have up there. We think it's the best value you can get in higher education, and we'd love for everybody to just give us a chance and take a look at what we have.
Andrea, anything to add that I didn't ask you?
Actually, there's one person at OCC, though, that has a really profound effect on my life, and it was Steve White, who is my academic advisor. He has helped me not only academically, but personally when I've been struggling through different things in my life. He's always been there. It just goes to show that I thought when I first went to OCC that no one was going to help me, no one would be there for me. And there have been so many people, including Roger, who have been there for me throughout the whole my whole journey there.
Well, best of luck and congratulations. What
Thank
a great
you,
story.
Amy. Thank you.
And now you're going to have to be the commencement speaker no matter where you go. So you're going to have to come back in a couple of years.
Yeah.